Coach, looking at this game, an 86-59 win, a superb effort on the road here against the Patriots.
We're going to take Uber from now on. And I don't know if you shared that with the fans, but, you know, when our bus got stalled at the hotel this morning, thank goodness I have a bunch of millennial assistant coaches that go to their phones right away. We had 7 Ubers in 10 minutes, and we're here. So we've played 2 games at 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m. Hawaii time, and we're 2-0. Oh, what a good win. What a good win. I thought our defense was superb. I thought our offensive execution inside out was equally superb. Took a couple of premature threes that, you know, we need to clean up. John Axel was outstanding, as a defender on Otis. I think Otis Livingston is a very, very tough guard. And, you know, they have a one-man fast break with him. And I thought we really limited their transition points exceptionally well.
A few times this year, Coach, we've seen this script flipped as far as points off turnovers working against us. Today, you guys get 21-5 an advantage in that category.
You know, I think it would happen the same game against Akron. I think we had against Akron a positive points off turnovers number at the end of the game. And I wonder, is it because we start in the mix of man and zone as we did today, and they shot us in the face with the zone? I mean, they just killed our zone. But sometimes that breaks a team rhythm, even though you're giving up those threes, and it doesn't give them their offensive rhythm when we stay with the man much of the game until the end there. I really believe that change in getting points from turnovers is a big plus for us.
Coach, how did you manage to stop them from taking the ball to the hole and getting the foul like they usually
do?
They,
you know,
get a high percentage of their points off of free throws.
There's no doubt, Perk, that was the game plan. Kevin Kuick and Ryan Mee did a sensational job in selling that point to our guys, convincing our guys, establishing various drills and scenarios in practice the past 2 days to get us so conscious of that. So Kevin and Ryan were terrific in that respect, and our guys really bought into that game plan. And we were a team of defenders. I mean, it was like going into a spider's web there on numerous occasions with all the hands and the feet. So it was very, very efficient.
Well, looking at both ends, you mentioned, you know, awareness and this concerted effort. The two words that came to my mind this whole game were consistency and control at both ends. It was really that way for the entirety of this basketball game.
Yeah, we answered every three they made. We answered, you know, we shot about 5 or 6 crack layups. We responded. We didn't play on our heels. We were aggressive. And you know, I said this in the huddle at the end of the beginning of the last four minutes. I said, we're having great fun. We are absolutely enjoying this experience. And that was evident throughout the entire game.
And we looked at one stat early in this game, or maybe the latter stages of the first half. Peyton Aldridge was the leading assist guy, and we thought that's a great indication that the inside-out game is working well.
It sure is, and we made a concerted effort to get the ball into Peyton. We had anticipated that they would double him. I thought the kid number 0 did a very good job of bodying up to Peyton, yet Peyton did not force anything, and he missed his first 3, I think, and
yep.
Got great looks, but it did not discourage us from going back in there.
Finally, Coach, how proud of the effort as far as aggressive play, toughness, that was evident.
And from top of the roster to the bottom of the roster, even those guys that were in there at the end, it gave us a very, very strong effort. And delighted to see Bates get that first basket of his college career. I'm sure it's going to be one he'll remember for a long time, because the first one got blocked, and then he recovered and had the wherewithal and the confidence to shoot the next one.
So, Coach, do we have Ubers waiting to take us to the airport? Are we going to wait?
It's really interesting.
We'll wait on
that. The story must have gotten to the referees, because Roger Ayers, one of the referees, says that it with like 30 seconds to go. He says, oh, by the way, I just texted you an Uber. So I guess it's common knowledge that we had our bus miss us. So.
Well, good stuff. That was a controlled fire drill at the hotel. Led to a great effort here today.
Congratulations. You know, and I referenced that in our pregame conversation as we about ready. I says, look, we showed tremendous poise amidst the opportunity to really get angry and upset and uptight because our bus wasn't working and how are we going to get there. Our guys were poised as can be, and I thought that set the tone for the rest of the day.
Well, it all worked out. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by as always.
Thanks, Jared.
Great
Thanks,
job.
Rich.